Good morning, everybody. It's Roberts here, RJ Net. I've just got a quick question for fellow Mac users. Some may remember that I am a fairly recent convert to the... Well, I'm not sure that I'm converted yet, actually, but a fairly recent potential convert to the world of Mac. I haven't had the easiest of rides, let's say, with my MacBook Air, which I got about a year ago. The latest issue is that the hard drive seems to be very, very full. It's a 120 gig MacBook Air, and it is showing up as being, and I'm getting warnings for it being about 1 gig off being full. In fact, yesterday at one point it reached 200 meg off being full, which caused me to very quickly delete something. There is a fair bit of stuff on there, but all of the sort of obvious culprits, documents, applications, pictures, movies, music, did I say pictures? Add up to about 50 gig. And the system, from what I can see, takes up another 6. So where on earth is this sort of mysterious 60 gig or so? I've followed various bits of advice that I found by Googling. I have restarted it, which lost me about 2 gig. I have ruthlessly deleted bits and pieces that I didn't need anymore. However, due to stuff that I've been doing, I'm back close to that line again, and I can't find anything else to delete. I've checked, I've heard that Time Machine can save, but when it's not connected to an external hard drive, it saves snapshots locally. But it doesn't seem to have done this, and I've now turned it off anyway. What else did I check? I know, I checked the log files. I gather that log files can sometimes become rather large, but the largest one is only 2 meg, so nothing really to worry about there. That might be a bit of a loss. So my reason for booing is to say, has anybody else experienced this? And do they know what I can do, short of reinstalling the operating system, which I really, really don't want to do? I thought Macs were meant to just work. I have had the sort of least, quotes, just works, consistent experience with the Mac imaginable. Really, really frustrating, and I keep on trying to get on with this thing, and I just can't. And the silly thing is, I actually get on really well with my mum's iMac, which she got shortly after I got my MacBook Air. I get on reasonably well with that. For some reason, the MacBook Air just doesn't work for me.